Before listening to this recording, please make sure that you're lying down in a comfortable position and that you're ready to let go completely and totally. If you need a moment to prepare yourself for this experience, please pause the recording and do so now. Now that you're nice and ready, let's begin. And first off, I want you to close your eyes and follow my voice. My voice is going to take you to a very relaxing place in your mind. Imagine for me, if you will, that you are lying down on a blanket in a field, and above you, stretched out for as far as the eye can see, is the night sky filled with beautiful, twinkling stars. It's quite dark out here in this field, and due to that fact, you can see the whole spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy. It's quite a breathtaking sight. You feel rather comfortable lying down on your back, staring up at all the stars. The infinite cosmos goes on and on. You can just let your thoughts drift as your focus gently shifts from one star to the other and then to the next. The beauty of the cosmos is too much to take in all at once. It's almost overwhelming for your mind, and your eyes sort of glaze over as you try to take it all in. Just stare straight ahead, out towards the heavens. You're safe and sound, nice and comfortable, on your blanket, laying comfortably on your back. Taking slow, deep breaths in and letting them out as you gaze, transfixed at the stars. It's very relaxing to lay down on your back and just gaze at the stars. Maybe you see patterns in the stars. Maybe you just see random sparkling lights. Maybe you're focusing on the voids in between the lights. Maybe you're focusing on nothing at all. Maybe you're just transfixed by my voice. But what you do know is that you're drifting comfortably in a relaxed state of mind, and that you're calm and comfortable. Safe and secure here. You can imagine being here quite easily because, really, perception is reality. Part of your mind is perceiving that you are lying down on a blanket, staring up at the night sky. So, it's partially true that you're really here. Focus on this part of your mind that is perceiving this reality. What happens when you breathe in deeply? Does this part of your mind expand more and more? Does this reality expand more and more? Does the night sky above you become more beautiful as it expands out for as far as the eye can see. Only you can answer those questions, though I'm sure whatever your mind comes up with is the right answer. So with that, you can just drift in this enjoyable version of reality, soon to be the only version of reality, because as you gaze up at the night sky, you notice that one of the stars seems to be twinkling in a very particular way, a way that captivates your gaze completely and totally. It's as if this star is brighter than all the others, and it pulsates with light in a rhythmic way that's absolutely captivating. If you didn't know better, you would also say that it's slowly growing larger and larger, almost as if it's slowly approaching you. But that would be silly. There's no way that some sort of floating light in the night sky is coming closer and closer to you. Though, when you try to look away, something odd happens. You find that your eyes just move back all on their own to the pulsating star up in the night sky above you, the star that seems to be growing larger and larger. That's odd, you think to yourself. Maybe if you just shift your weight and turn over on your side on this comfortable blanket, you'll be able to look away from this odd star, though you find that your arms and legs suddenly feel so incredibly heavy. You try to lift your arm, but you find that it just falls to your side, loose and limp, so very, very heavy. There's no way that you can move your muscles at all. There's no way that you can get up off of the blanket in this field. This is very odd indeed, but you're not really concerned. You know that it's strange to think this, but the light that's coming closer and closer to you fills you with an overwhelming sense of calm and reassurance. Somehow, deep down deep, you know that everything is going to be okay. It's better to go along with the flow. Breathing in slowly and deeply, feeling a gentle breeze blowing through the still night air. Though it's also strange that this breeze doesn't seem to be coming from your left or your right. It seems to be coming directly above you, directly from the very, very large pulsating light that's floating right above you. When did this light become so large? You know that this is definitely not a star at all. It must be something else. Though before you can focus too much on that, a beam of light is projected from the floating light above you, and you feel yourself starting to float upwards off of the comfortable blanket, off of the ground, and closer into the pulsating light that's floating above you. Let go and drift. You know, deep down deep, that everything's okay, and there's nothing you can do to really stop this from happening. So you might as well go into the experience calm, peaceful, and tranquil, floating upwards. As you float upwards, something else odd happens. It seems as if your clothing is slipping off your body and falling to the ground as if it was never really attached to you at all. You have no idea how this is happening. Magic of some sort? Some sort of strange technology? You cannot fathom it. Though, before you know it, you're floating upwards, up into the night air, naked, drifting, letting go, bare and exposed, as you float into the light. Everything melting away. Everything becoming blank and white. You drift in this feeling for a few moments, or maybe it's a few hours. Your sense of time vanishes for a few moments. Though when you come to more fully and completely, you find that you are naked on all fours, and in front of you, there's some sort of circular screen. It looks as if it's made out of a completely liquid metal. What you make to be the screen of this device is shifting its form, constantly swirling and morphing into very complicated, mesmerizing shapes. Around you, you hear voices, though they don't sound human. They sound like something else, something that you can't describe, something that you can't even fathom. You try to turn your head to look around, though you find that your body is not cooperating with your thoughts. Something is gently, yet firmly holding you in place on all fours in front of this screen. You wait and wonder what's going to happen. Then, from behind, you sense something approaching. Something very similar to the pulsating hypnotic light that was floating in the sky. Out of your peripheral vision, you can see the pulsating light reflected off the walls, though you don't really know what's approaching you from behind. It's coming closer and closer, though you feel calm and collected. Somehow, you're curious about what will happen next. And you think that you're not the only curious person here. Well, maybe person isn't quite the right term. Though, somebody's definitely watching. And as you relax, you feel a pulsating sensation against your anus. Something's pressing up against your ass, gently. And then, something starts to flow and slide inside of you. And as it does, You feel pulsations of pleasure flowing through your entire body. As this happens, the liquid metal screen in front of you turns on, and upon it, you see something very familiar. You see your memories and thoughts forming on the screen, flashing on the screen very rapidly. Though it seems that once something pops up on the screen, it no longer seems to be in your mind. It's as if your mind is being drained of all its contents so that somebody can go through them piece by piece and carefully look at them before, after every last bit's been drained from you, very carefully placing it all back where it belongs. The pulsations of pleasure you feel throughout your entire body are growing stronger and stronger as your mind becomes more and more blank. You know that some entity or entities are reading your mind. You know that they're draining you completely empty. No thinking soon. No thoughts. Just an empty shell with pleasure flowing through every single part of your body. You could try to resist this process, though it just feels so much better to comply, to give in, to let go, and to be examined. You know that these entities harbor no ill will towards you. All they're doing is measuring you in some sort of way, measuring your mind. And to do that, they have to drain it completely and totally. Though you don't mind, it feels good kneeling naked, having your ass probed as your mind melts to this pleasure, deeper, deeper, and deeper. You want the screen to go blank and empty. You want your mind to go blank and empty. You want everything to melt away into mindless, blissful pleasure. 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 Nothing left. It's becoming stronger and stronger. Deep. Mindless. Pleasure. Less and less images are popping up on the liquid metal screen in front of you. Deep, mindless pleasure. Deep, mindless pleasure. Deep, mindless pleasure. The screen is blank. Your mind is empty, and your body is filled with pleasure, letting it overflow through your mind and body, just letting the pleasure take hold of you, letting go to it all the way as it overflows completely and totally. Everything around you fades to white, fading, fading, fading. You don't know how long it's been. Time seems to mean nothing now, though. You feel a sudden urge to open your eyes. You stretch, finding that you're still naked, though you feel something more familiar underneath you. You feel your blanket. The blanket that you left in the field underneath the stars. And as you continue to stretch, your hand brushes up against your clothing. It's in a neat pile. It's all there. In a few moments, you can drift back fully and completely towards consciousness. Feeling safe and sound, knowing that you are just measured. That's it. All your thoughts and memories are still in your mind. You know that everything has been returned to you, and you can wake up feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, remembering everything from your experience. Though really, you didn't get to see much, and not sure what to do about it. Because you know that nobody will believe you if you tell them what truly happened. Maybe, just maybe, you'll tell everybody to be careful if they want to go stargazing alone in this field. But that doesn't really matter right now, because in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you'll wake up and open your eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert. 1, slowly drifting towards consciousness. 2, more and more. 3, becoming aware of what perception of reality you want to experience now. 4, almost there. And 5, wake up and open your eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, and aware of all your surroundings, and also of how safe you are right now. I hope you've enjoyed this experience. Happy Halloween.